Oh my gosh, here we are.
I know.
Hi.
This is crazy.
Hey, I'm Chelsea.
Hi, I'm AJ.
This is our podcast. It's just We Are We. Yes, girl, we nailed that one.
There's that one. Okay. Oh, oh,
oh. We're a little new to this, and it's okay.
Just
it's
bear okay. with us, okay? It's We Are We.
Gosh.
So we did our intro.
I know, it was so crazy.
And that was so fun.
Good. I loved it.
We got to introduce who we were, where we came from, why we're here, what we're doing.
We have a couple sponsors. You want to tell them about our sponsors,
gosh. Okay, so the first sponsor would be Rose Rain and Gems.
Yeah. She made our cups. She made our We Are We t-shirts.
Look at those. Aren't those
that
so
we've
cute?
Worn in a couple of photos. She just made some soup bowl warmer thing.
For if it's too hot for your hands or too cold for your hands. Like she,
the woman is talented.
Yeah, she can customize almost anything. She's amazing.
And then we have the Fit New You.
Yeah.
That is Lori and Juanel.
Yeah.
And we've worked with them for about a year now.
Yeah.
Great
they
sponsors.
They are amazing.
So kind. Check them out for your everyday healthcare needs.
Yes.
Your health and
wellness. I love it.
Everything from
fashion to health.
That's right. That's right. Do it all.
Mm-hmm. So,
did you have a good week?
Oh my gosh, I had a fantastic week. I love learning. I love getting closer to God. And you know what I even love more is when you're here and I can see you praising and really getting into your... Yeah. When you praise, it's deep.
I love to praise and worship and pray.
Like, you think you've been to a church and you see people praising? You should see her. I'm not kidding.
Man.
Like, she feels it. Like, and you can feel it. Because we are all... We all feel energy. We know when something's off, right? We know when something's happy, sad, whatever. Like, you can physically feel the spirit coming off of her. No, it's amazing.
That's Jesus, man.
It is. It's
he beautiful. He is powerful. You know, I had, when I was first starting to come back to him, and I was making my way, I remember praying to him and just saying, you know, Lord, I feel like you have so much more purpose for me,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is you want me to do because I don't even know what it is that I believe.
Right.
And he showed me this vision of standing on this mountain, and I was just looking over creation and everything that he created. And all of a sudden, my head went back, my eyes opened, and every place of my body and places you couldn't even think of between my toes, light came out of me. And I was just this huge light. And at the time, I was like, I don't understand this, but I was crying because it felt so good for him to show me that. And now fast forward to today, and I realize that he wants me to be a light to the world.
And I always say, be the salt of the earth.
Right.
Make people thirsty for what you have.
And I'm so terrible at this. I will put the scripture on the video.
Right.
But what I kept hearing is, ye are the light of the world.
Aww.
He that has been put on a candlestick giveth light to all those that are in the house. But he that is lit of a bushel, I think, giveth light to the world.
Oh,
I may have chopped that scripture up. I'm not ashamed of that because I've got the gist of it, so don't come after me. I'm doing the best I can here.
We're still learning. Just like all of you guys, okay.
But I remember that, and that's what came to me, and I was like, oh my gosh, you just need me to be a light in the world. Not just, but like...
Sometimes that's what people are here for.
Girl.
Is to just be the light or the salt of the earth.
And that's,
literally.
And that's
like
how
that.
I feel you are... For everybody that you come in contact with is you are just like the light of the world. And it, you walk in a room and it the whole room becomes brighter just because you walked in. No, that's true. And I'm not just talking about your obvious outward beauty. Who you are on the inside, which I think that is the number one thing I want people to know about you is that you are genuine. And you are loving and you are kind and you would give anybody everything that you had that needed it or that was suffering or that was sad and didn't understand or like you don't give up on people.
Girl.
And you are exactly, yeah, you're just, I think everybody deserves that kind of friendship.
Okay, don't, I don't want to miss my makeup.
Don't cry.
I don't even have a tissue over here. It's like, no, I don't want.
I know.
Love you.
Okay.
Love you.
but like,
girl,
you
I'm
have,
so blessed to have you in my life. Like, you have no idea.
You have this genuine understanding of at least the direction. You may not understand everything that's being said at the time, but you have a genuine understanding that God is trying to tell you, come here. Come on. Go this way. And,
you know,
and I love it.
Yeah, but you help guide a lot, too. You help guide me. Like, if I'm not sure about something, God works through you all the time.
Oh, girl, he knows that we can explain something to each other that we couldn't understand through somebody else.
No, for real.
Like, yeah.
Like, he knows exactly how to talk to us through each other. Okay, serious question. Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Girl.
Are you ready for that?
I know we said we were going to do these impromptu, but like...
I know. Okay, so seriously.
Sometimes
I get...
She asks some really deep questions sometimes, so...
I haven't... I have questions that I, you know, sometimes I don't understand, and I yearn to understand, especially because my kids come with me with questions, and
yeah.
I want to know to how to answer them.
I don't think people know what a deep thinker you are and how deep in conversation you actually go.
Sometimes, you know, I just... wish it wasn't like that, but
no, and like sometimes I have to phone a friend, which means if I ever say let's phone a friend, we ask my husband.
Yeah, no, dude,
he's so knowledgeable, and I mean
it's almost shocking.
He has a degree in biblical studies,
yeah.
So I mean it is something he earned the right of knowledge for.
Absolutely.
And so you'll hear us sometimes
let's phone a friend
and we ask him. And then we take what he's told us and pray about it and
yeah.
wait for that conviction ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And the thing is like when you have conviction, it's like when you hear something and it just makes sense and it's not questioning.
Right.
You know that's the truth.
Right.
Because if you're not sure about something, that's not the truth yet. That's not a conviction.
Right.
You have to get that, oh my gosh, light bulb makes total sense.
The connection moment
yes.
needs to happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Okay, girl.
I think
I stalled the question enough.
Okay. I think, so everyone has this understanding or idea of why does God let bad things happen?
Ooh, ouch.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people in the world who think, why is God letting this happen? Why does God let bad things happen? And the thing is he's not.
No.
He's not.
God doesn't let
no
bad things happen.
Mm-hmm.
God, so when people say that God is all great and knowing and he already knew everything,
right.
The choices we were going to make, if he already knew all of this was going to happen, why would he let it happen?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's how I grew up. God already knows everything. He already knows
this
what's
is part of
do.
The plan.
This is part of the plan. Like, he knows what this is going to happen, but...
Somebody gets disease. Somebody gets sick. Somebody dies. Oh, God just called them home. God needed them more.
No.
No. That's not true.
Yeah.
And while that comforts you to say that, it is a lie you're telling yourself. GPS.
Yeah.
You know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you go the wrong direction?
It redirects you.
It redirects you. Does it still get you to where you were supposed to go in the first place?
Absolutely.
But do you take a few
detours?
You may end up on a dead-end road, have
yep.
to turn around. But the GPS itself,
mm-hmm.
the final destination never changes, just the way you get there.
Yeah. If you want to take the short route or the lonely route or...
However you want to do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the point is point B for every single one of us is we are all going to die one day.
Yeah.
We are. There's no getting around
it.
Nobody will ever get out of this world alive.
Yeah.
You just won't.
Yeah.
It's not that God
knew
what you were going to do. When God created man and the earth, God knew what you were capable of. God knew what every single one of us was capable of, and that's what he planned for. God set the GPS to whatever choice you were capable of making,
mm-hmm.
okay, you're redirected back on course. So, did he know that you were going to date so-and-so and make this choice and not go with this person? No, but did he know that those were possibilities in your life and he planned for them and your GPS tracking? Abso-freaking-lutely,
and
he
is going to redirect.
And he will redirect our lives because he has planned for everything we could possibly do.
Mm-hmm.
Man has been surprising Jesus, God, with choices our entire existence. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Even Moses was able to talk God into doing something different than what God had already planned to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know that may rub a lot of people wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They may not understand that part. But what I say to you is, if that doesn't make sense and that's not resonating any truth to you, you may want to go back and get a basic understanding of God's love for you, not what you know about him,
mm-hmm.
not what you know about the Bible, not what you think you know about his word.
Yeah. I need to watch.
What God's whole plan for us is built around the decisions we possibly could make.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does make sense. So when kids get sick, because that's a really touchy subject. So
oh, girl, healing is a whole other podcast, but I know where you're going with this.
Mm-hmm.
God's not making them sick. No,
mm-hmm.
God's not making them sick to teach them a lesson or to call them home
mm-hmm.
or to teach the parents a lesson or to teach the church a lesson. God does not do that anymore.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Jesus took care of that on the cross for us.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people forget that or just plain don't know that. But God's not making anybody, you know, there was one time I was thinking and I wanted to understand, and it was when I was having the revelation about why does God let bad things happen, and he showed me something and it was vision. And when I was asking him, what he showed me was he was holding the person that was being hurt while they went through that, telling them, I'm so sorry this is happening to you. And I felt his love for the person
mm-hmm.
very much. But he was helping me understand why the person that was hurting them had a choice.
Mm.
And how scary that was. But then right after he was holding the victim, he showed me with his arms around the perpetrator, and the perpetrator was crying, asking God why he is the way that he is. And God was comforting him. And I understand that may be hard for a lot of people to hear.
Yeah.
But I asked God to show me something in no uncertain terms or I wanted complete understanding. And that was the vision he gave me to help me understand that.
Yeah.
Now there's history there that he's working with
mm-hmm.
to help me understand why.
Mm-hmm.
That was life-changing to see that vision, though, and it brought me to tears.
Well, it's sad because, like, we're all his children, and that's just like you telling someone, choose your child. If you had two kids, choose one.
And they both mess up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As hard as that is,
it's not them.
It's literally the evil that's dominating this world that's making them do it.
Right.
It's not them. It's not their spirit. It's the evil that's dominating them
right.
in this world, because this world is honestly led by the evil one.
Well, it is, and it confuses me sometimes why people don't. I mean, just like they don't want to give God credit for everything that happens,
mm-hmm.
all the magic in the world, all the wonders,
yeah.
all the signs, wonders, and miracles,
mm-hmm.
those are God.
Yeah, where does it come from?
The source. And
yeah.
And a lot of people.
And trust me, I would know because I was down that hole.
Yeah.
I was down the crystals. I was down the
Girl.
Tarot. I was down the manifesting. And I was down, like, thinking.
Well, we connected on that stuff,
we
too.
We did. We did. Yes. And
we did.
All of that, it was like, it was making me almost like the ruler of my own world type thing. And
you were taking credit for the things that you were manifesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And it really wasn't me. I was doing it through God, and he was the one who was blessing
right.
me with all the, but I didn't give credit to where credit's due.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of that stuff. We had even gone to a medium, mm-hmm. and she was a Christian one, and we thought we were better, like we're headed down the right road, and we went in there and absolute, like we were convinced, like
oh, for sure.
She knew stuff that she shouldn't have known.
She knew stuff no one knew. She knew stuff about my mom that no one knew, and there was no way she could get that information.
There were some choices we'd made in our life too that there's no
mm-hmm.
way she would have known, and she called those things. I had a child die in vitro,
yeah.
and you know, he was a twin, and she talked about him, and she would have never have known that. Like
mm-hmm.
she had no idea. She described my ex-husband that had passed away, and there's a way that he would stand in a door frame when he would talk to me, and she described that.
Yeah.
Man, and we believed her, and it wasn't that she was lying, but man, those manifestations weren't coming from God. So we left there, and we went to this little shop, and we were getting incense and, like, smelling the perfumes and...
looking at the crystals.
The crystals
and yeah.
hoping for this manifestation,
yeah.
right? And let me tell you, the enemy's eating this up at this point in time.
Oh my God,
he's making
yes.
numbers come up for us. He's making us think we've manifested all this stuff, and we're having all these spiritual experiences. But while we were in the store, I remember the guy behind the counter had a message
mm-hmm.
for me.
That. Mm-hmm.
And it something told me to get out of that store.
Yeah, your whole demeanor just
yeah.
changed like 360. It was like that. And you're like,
I
know.
Need to go.
Yeah.
And you were like, what is going on?
Yeah. I was like, are you sure you don't want to listen to what
yeah,
he has
you're
to
like,
say?
Chelsea, do you need to hear this?
Yeah.
And
you're like, no. We're out, and so...
And I don't even know why, but I knew I was not to hear what he had to say.
Wow.
And we sat in your truck, and how long was it running outside
it
of that
like,
store?
At least 10 minutes.
Yep, and you're like, are you sure? And I sat there, and
yeah.
I sat there, and I sat there, and everything in me, as much as I wanted to know, the urge
mm-hmm.
to not go in was stronger.
Yeah.
I now know why, because of where those things were coming from.
Yeah.
And it wasn't God. So...
Yeah.
That made me really take a step back because it was the first time I wasn't believing in my mediumship.
Yeah.
And now when I hear people talk about it, I understand they have full belief
mm-hmm.
in what they're feeling, okay? Because they're seeing things. I believe 100%.
Yeah.
I saw people at the end of my bed. I talk to people all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thinking I was...
Mm-hmm.
helping the spirit world,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
I was connecting to a world I had no business in.
Mm-hmm.
And when you
and
connect
saying,
to that world, you're inviting it into
yeah.
our world, which...
You're manifesting all
to be honest, is dark,
mm-hmm.
it's evil, and it does not belong here.
Yeah.
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 And I know you got the same affirmation of that. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you were taking witchcraft books out of your house.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't want people to think, like, because there are people out there where God will speak through a person to
oh, yeah,
tell
we're,
a person.
We're not talking about people not having
yeah.
actual spiritual gifts through being baptized by
the
Holy
Spirit
and being anointed by God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah,
that's real.
I think people can get that to different, like, well, what if they say it's from God?
You cannot serve Satan and God. There's
yeah.
no way. You have to pick one or the other. And the path to both of those is incredibly clear.
Yeah.
We are the ones that like to jumble it to fit our lifestyle and our own made-up, put-together patchwork belief.
Yeah.
And the truth is, following Christ is not always pretty and comfortable to the rest
it's
of
not.
The world.
It's not. It's,
it,
can
it can
be
lonely.
Very hard.
Mm-hmm. It's you can feel excluded.
Yeah.
I've had friends
mm-hmm.
that I have lost over 250,000 followers to date since I started talking about Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
What's been a little surprising is a couple of the friendships, too, along the way that
yeah.
I've lost that I never even have conversations with these people about my beliefs. I always just treated them the same as the day I met them.
Yeah.
And when they found out about some of my personal political and religious beliefs, they... they were out of there. And I love what you always say. Those
mm-hmm.
aren't your people.
Yeah.
But it's shocking,
It is. It is shocking because
you have
think
a friendship
someone.
With someone
mm-hmm.
based on your heart.
Yeah.
And it's a little hard, but you hope that they still are peeking in on you every once in a while, learning and getting, you know what I'm trying
getting
to say, though?
Seeds.
Like, getting little seeds and understanding, you know, you didn't have to leave. Everything was okay.
Yeah. All we can do is pray for those who dismiss themselves out of our lives.
Right.
You know?
But I'm excited for
and
all
Romans
the new 12:21
people. Is my favorite.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Romans 12:21, say it. You overcome evil by doing good.
Good girl. Good girl. Good girl.
Yeah.
And I've been living off of Romans 8:28 for a minute.
Isn't that crazy? Both of our favorite verses
are
Romans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine is God.
Mm.
Takes all the bad stuff and uses it
for
your
good.
And
yes.
He always will.
So no matter what bad things happen in your life, you will be redirected to good.
Every time.
Every single time.
What I am excited to cover in these podcasts
mm-hmm.
are, we've been studying the women of the Bible.
Girl, they're, you know what?
And
powerful.
Oh.
And I don't think they're talked about enough.
Mm-mm.
I really don't. Like, when you tell me what you learned that morning, I'm like, tell me more. Tell me more.
We have Bible study every morning. So
yeah.
She gets her kids on the bus,
mm-hmm.
And then on the phone we go.
Yep.
And most of the time we get it done. But sometimes we talk about what's, like, what we want to be learning or what maybe our understanding was
yeah.
about the
or
day before.
We're confused about something.
Right.
And we end up getting it through each other. Because I always, you know, tend to draw to you if I'm confused about something or vice versa. If I don't understand
right.
something, you always have that answer. And I do believe it's because God works through you to speak to me a lot.
He does that a lot for us
a
both
lot.
Because we both communicate in a way
mm-hmm.
that neither one of us has to say words to
yeah.
understand. And that's...
Yeah.
This is the first friendship I literally had this type of... It's almost... What'd we say? Telepathy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not kidding.
It'll be like 9 o'clock at night.
She'll
eat a Snickers and I snap you and you're already eating a Snickers.
I snap back and we're doing the exact.
Or we like freaking have the same thing on without, we coordinated these today, but usually.
Nine times. When we met
yeah.
and we compared our wardrobes.
Yeah. Very similar.
Very.
Different, but very similar.
Yeah.
It was
like,
crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Usually people meet and they emulate each other after they meet.
Yeah.
No. No, we were already who we were.
Yeah, we are we.
Girl,
we
I
are
love
we.
That. I love that. But I can't
yeah.
wait to get in to more of the women of the Bible and just talking about.
And I know we're probably going to have a lot of questions because of what just happened.
Yeah.
Like what we just discussed.
Yeah.
Bad things, having good people,
right.
all that kind of stuff. So
people are going to have questions, and we want your questions.
Yeah,
so when
exactly.
you see these, you're going to see us on TikTok, on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
YouTube. We're going to have our podcasts out.
Yeah.
We want you
yeah.
to ask us questions.
Yes, please.
If you
don't
understand something and you want more understanding, all respectable, valid arguments will be met.
Yes. Yeah.
Will be met, but. You know.
And we will definitely be talking to God about it, too. Before
yeah.
we even discuss it, like, we
yeah.
will be having discussions with Him, too, just to make sure we're on the same we have that confirmation.
And, you know, if we don't know, we'll just tell you. We don't know.
We don't
but,
know.
You know, we may.
Because we're still learning, too.
Phone a friend. And
that's right.
So, a little bit about me. I am currently in my first year of Bible college.
I
I'm almost done
I'm
with
so
my
excited.
First year.
Round of applause.
Oh, thank you. Doing it for a minute and I love it so much.
Yeah. You literally introduced me to them and now I listen to their podcasts and I watch their
Your
YouTube.
Your whole world is Charis Bible College.
It's so amazing. You guys, when someone's anointed, girl, like the anointing is anointed. They're the ones who made me have my first, what is that word? I keep forgetting it.
Your first.
Revelation? Okay. Yeah, they are the ones that literally gave me my first revelation of how much God loves me.
Yeah.
And I caught that on my security camera.
She sent it to me, and
I was just shook.
Would you feel comfortable sharing that eventually? Because I mean, I know it was pretty private, but it was also like...
I would entertain it.
Yeah.
Probably not yet, just because it was so...
personal and beautiful.
It was.
Yeah.
It really was, and I've never felt a revelation
like
that.
To be able to see you have that, like...
Yeah. Like, I always knew it, but having the revelation was completely different.
I love that.
Yeah.
I absolutely
And that was literally from Carrie's Bible. It was Carrie and her husband.
Yeah. I got to meet Carrie.
She
knows. I got to meet her.
Girl, you were glowing. Glowing.
Y'all are out there wanting to meet your... meet Pink or whoever your favorite artist.
I
use her all the time. Your favorite... I'm over here fangirling over Carrie Pickett.
Yeah.
Like...
That was magical. Even just seeing the picture through the phone.
I couldn't quit crying.
No. I could feel it.
She hugged me 3 times!
Awesome.
Girl, that's awesome. Okay, you know what? We gotta end with a little prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. How you feel?
Great.
Lord, we are so, so grateful that we got to be here today and do this podcast. We're so grateful that you're with us, and we are so grateful that there are people here that are just ready to take the journey with us and just be part of this and ask the questions and accept the answers and except the ones that we don't know, so we can dive in deeper and we can know more. Lord, thank you for our loving hearts, our smart minds, and thank you for the beautiful, beautiful position that we are in to be daughters of God. Lord, we love thee. We accept thee.